Blog Talk Radio.
Beloveds, I am so glad to be here with you once again. Thanks. Tonight we're going to continue the discussion on how we are the original co-creators in this dance of Maya. Many have chosen to return to fulfill their cosmic and karmic contracts, to adopt their dharma. And this is facilitated by raising our vibration and that of the collective conscious to assist Gaia in her transformation and to assist our solar system, galaxy, and universe. Last week, I presented an overview of the pineal gland, which included some history, the biology of the gland, and its metaphysical implications, especially as it pertains to the Kundalini and the Merkaba. So I'm pleased that you're joining me tonight for part four of the Return of the Wisdom Bodies, as I present the next stage of what I call invoking the alchemical Holy Trinity, which consists of the Kundalini being activated, rising up the spine, up through the brain stem, where it opens the pineal and pituitary glands and activates the thalamus. This, in turn, fires up prana, or chi, within the channels of the body and brings the chakras into harmonic synchronization. And then the human energy field, or aura, ignites and transmutes into the Merkaba. And we are sheathed in light. We become light entities from whence we came. I'll be continuing this line of thought for at least one more webcast. The fifth part of this topic will be next Saturday, where I get into the thalamus and hypothalamus and guide you through a powerful Kundalini activation exercise it may turn out that next Saturday will just be on the thalamus and hypothalamus, and then I may just dedicate an entire show to the Kundalini activation. I'll see how it goes, and of course, I will keep you updated through my Blog Talk Radio profile and my Facebook profile. I wanted to see if I could take some calls this evening, but if we don't get to do that, I will be praying for you a pineal gland activation, a binaural beat activation. It's very, very powerful. So we'll see how it goes. So the pituitary gland is located within the structure of the skull. It's close to the eyebrows, just behind the eyebrows. And then, of course, behind that is the pineal. The pituitary was once called the master gland of the endocrine system, but it has since been found to be controlled by the hormonal substances released by the hypothalamus. The hypothalamus is located in the diencephalon area of the brain, located at the top of the brainstem and just below the thalamus. Actually, it's been found that it's the thyroid gland that is the master gland. Now, some of the things that the pituitary gland influences is growth, metabolism, and general body chemistry. This includes the hormone pitocin, which produces contractions during labor and releases milk from the breast during lactation. And it's interesting to note that this pituitary gland's chakra connection with pregnancy, birth, and motherhood, a time when many women feel that their intuition, particularly with regard to their children, is at its peak. The metaphysical understandings of the pituitary gland are feminine energy, one, two is insight, three, harmony, and four, intuition. Now, feminine energy is the understanding that life is seen with love, understanding, creativity, assertiveness rather than aggressiveness, utilization of the right brain, and heartfelt compassion. When life is perceived that way, hormones are released, which create joy and happiness, the most prevalent of those hormones being serotonin. Creativity is heightened, and one can see possibilities in everything, and one does not see any limitations. The right brain is stimulated to find results and ways to create experience of joy for the individual. And we feel a connection with life and abundant compassion. The insight aspect of the pituitary is the innate wisdom within the individual. You know specific information without being taught that can be proven logically. And so the right brain is being used. And this insight can be precognitive visions, memories from childhood, or even past lives. Others may call this clairvoyance. But this insight is the ability to recognize the outside world as a mirror of what's happening within. And we are able to have an understanding of how to work with this knowledge. We have an interface with the Akashic field. We're able to extract knowledge from it. And also we have a connection to the collective unconscious. The harmony aspect is to be in a place of harmony means being in a state of unity and agreement with something or someone. Now, at present, the world is trying to move from fear to absolute love. The earthquakes, tsunamis, and world financial debt, all of these issues that we have been experiencing is a reflection of what's happening in all of us as human beings at present. The vibration is trying to quicken. You know, we're trying to raise the vibration and bring the earth back to its original source, which is love. And where there's change, there's conflict. That's just how universe works. Yet this conflict is to be embraced. It's what is going to help us all grow. Now, the intuition aspect is similar to the insight that we mentioned earlier. The intuition is a knowing within the mind, body, and spirit, and it can be referred to as a gut feeling. This saying has come about because biologists and neurologists have found that the digestive system actually has its own brain or nervous system. And esoteric concepts tell us that the conscious mind is located in the stomach or gut. This natural instinct is something we feel before using any of our other physical senses. The pituitary gland is also affected by certain elements, which can make it healthy or at dis-ease. It's linked with the element of air, and it's also linked with the summer season. So many people who are connected with their pituitary gland will be affected by air and the atmosphere, and conditions that may be created when this gland is out of alignment is sleep apnea, lung diseases like asthma and bronchitis, feeling suffocated, having panic attacks, and needing air movement, like having to have a fan or air conditioner on. And those that are in alignment thrive on the functioning of their pituitary gland during the summer and can be very productive in the heat. It's a time of full productivity and creation and utilizing the energy of the sun with its healing properties. When your pituitary gland is in full function during this time, it's almost as if you thrive in the summer. People may say things to you like, oh, you come alive. And in conclusion, the pituitary is a very important part of the endocrine system, and when aligned with the chakras, will give pure insight and intuition and will create a sense of harmony. As I said, that is the second stage in what I call the alchemical holy trinity. The pineal gets activated, the pituitary gets activated, and the thalamus gets activated. And next week we'll discuss the aspects of the thalamus. Okay, looks like we've got some time for the pineal gland activation, which is awesome. Grab your headphones and hold on to your hat as you're going to get your wig blown back. Blessings, beloveds. Oh, my beloveds, my beloveds. I would like you to take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. And as we close the show, continue to take deep breaths in and out for about another 5 minutes. And I hope you find your heart rested. Peace and blessings.